I'm Daniel Centeno. You're listening to CGRU 1280 AM. This story is part of the Local Journalism Initiative. 2S LGBTQ rights were at the forefront of Toronto Centre's All Candidates meeting. The meeting was organized by Pride Toronto and held at the Metropolitan United Church in the riding of Toronto Centre. Candidates present include the NDP's Kristen Wong-Tam, the Liberals' Paul Segal, the Greens' Nikki Ward, and Brian Crombie of the None of the Above party. The Ontario Progressive Conservatives declined to send a representative to the meeting, but the organizers set up an ice sculpture of Doug Ford to be beside the candidates. A main focus of the meeting was mental health and accessibility to resources for 2S LGBT individuals, including gender-affirming care. Wong-Tam said that their party is committed to creating a new action plan, focusing on lived experiences of the community to create new resources and access.
So I will tell you that the NDP has committed to creating an 2S LGBT inclusion action plan. And what this will do is actually ensure that the lived experiences of our community members are going to inform the changes necessary so that we can stay healthy and safe. And that includes providing adequate supports through healthcare, education, long-term care. So from the beginning of life to the end of life and everything in the middle. It also means that we're going to invest in these services by ensuring that we provide adequate funding for universal, publicly funded mental health support. So therefore, for those who need access to mental health care, especially by when it comes to breaking down barriers, but also by building themselves up so that they can stay healthy, that is going to be critically important.
Further, Wong-Tam said that actions cannot be symbolic, especially during Pride Month.
So a large number of our reforms need to take place through those institutions. It can't just be individual acts of kindness, which are very important. They are symbolic, but it has to be structural change, and it can't be when it's only convenient. So marching in Pride is just the easiest thing. It's the lowest hanging fruit from any premier to do, and it can't just be wearing a t-shirt when it's convenient to wear pink, but it's about standing up for the community when we need it the most, when it's the most inconvenient, and even when it means that you pay a political price, and that's what the NDP will do. Thank you.
The Greens' Nikki Ward said fundamental change is possible, and she drew on her own lived experiences as a trans woman. She reiterated that mental health for the 2S LGBTQ community is severely underrepresented.
Mike Schreiner has been very clear, and our party has been very clear, mental health is health. Got a broken leg, broken heart, or a broken mind, we must have universal access. As it relates to people within the LGBTQ spectrum, I'm a victim of bad healthcare because when I first came out 25 plus years ago, being trans was a mental illness. I had to go to the gender identity clinic to prove that I was not crazy, to prove that I was not a danger to my children, to prove that I was worthy of respect, and an OHIP card that had the correct identification on it. So yes, I understand this profoundly. It's one of the reasons why I've spent so much energy in advocacy. It's been a matter of personal survival. What is the Green Party of Ontario going to do about it? They've already started by fierce opposition, by making sure that when we're talking about trans, right, heaven forbid, we actually have a trans person talking about it. Unlike other parties that trot us out like some on a gurney, some kind of wheelie thing, like some transgender Hannibal Lecter when it's time to raise funds and then put us back in the back where we don't make any waves. Green Party has demonstrated that it walks the talk by putting not just me, but many other people just like me, not in the back room, but right here in the foreground, and saying that we deserve the best of all possible health, and that being authentic is not the same as being crazy.
The Liberals' Paul Segal said that his party is offering a new package focused on two facets: a new curriculum focused on 2S LGBTQ rights, as well as promising gender-affirming care for seniors.
The Liberal Party has committed to a plan to fund a package of benefits for every worker that can be portable that will include mental health benefits. For schools in particular, we will focus dedicated supports for students, including to us LGBTQ students, to get the mental health supports that they need, particularly as it relates to catching up after the COVID pandemic, having to deal with mandatory online learning. But we've also committed to ensuring an education system and an education curriculum that respects who they are, that treats them with dignity and respect, and that they see themselves in that curriculum, because that's what often leads to these issues down the line, that they don't feel like they belong. And I know I felt that way growing up when I didn't have that same type of curriculum. And so that's what we will continue to do. That's what the Liberal Party did. We introduced an inclusive curriculum. We will reintroduce that. And we will make sure that kids going forward have the supports that they need. We've also committed to gender-affirming care and creating spaces within long-term care facilities that will treat our seniors, including LGBTQ2S seniors, with the dignity that they deserve in their golden years, and that they would receive gender-affirming, culturally diverse care. And that, from end to end, is part of the plan that we've committed to the health, because I agree with Nikki, mental health is health.
The None of the Above Party's Brian Cromery mentioned that there is a need for direct democracy in all decisions, including 2S LGBTQ rights. He said that his party can help make the change immediately by relying on individual issues, rather than party discipline and voting blocks.
The None of the Above Party actually has a very serious point of view, and that is there's something wrong with our democracy today. And there is no love, and for sure there's no respect, and what we need. You know, all these people, and all the people that are putting their names forward for politics are really good people. Really good people that want to do something better for their society. But the problem is once they get into parliament or the legislature, they end up doing what the leader or the whip want them to do rather than what they should be wanting to do and what we want them to do. And they end up infighting and becoming partisan and arguing nonstop in a way that, you know, just wouldn't accept of others. And so that the party is all about real democracy. Number one, referendums. Number two, recall. Over 50 countries in this world have referendum and recall, and they work. Direct democracy, people actually getting a booklet in Switzerland, having referendums in the United States, having recalls in the United States. It's been proven if you just threaten a recall, politicians smarten up. And third, and most importantly, I think, is proportional representation. If people actually have a voice in parliament, in the legislature, they don't need to go and protest against the revolution and start a revolution, because there is a voice.
Toronto Centre's next scheduled all candidates meeting is on May 31st. Ontario's election is set for June 2nd. I'm Daniel Centeno. You're listening to CGRU 1280 AM. This story is part of the Local Journalism Initiative.